Here's a Studio 92 exclusive.
Thank you very much.
From WTTSFM.com.
Brett Denon. And Brett, welcome back to Indianapolis. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks for throwing the TTS shirt on, too. Like to see that.
Yeah, well, it was just sitting there in a cup. All rolled up in a cup.
Got to take care of people. Got to take care of our guests.
Yeah. Do I get to keep the cup, too?
Sure, why not? It's a jar of honey right there, too, if you want to take that.
You're the only
well.
Radio station that gives out double mint cum.
This is what makes us special. It's one of those things. It's the little things. So the new CD is out now, Loverboy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
It's really great.
I know, it's such an open-ended question, but you wanted to make songs.
It's my fourth album, and typically, my albums previous to this were like, you know, what you just heard, Ain't No Reason. There's kind of been a thread sort of leading up to Loverboy. If you took, you know, my very first record and then put it against Loverboy, there you'd see a big difference. But I think there's a gradual thread. I don't know if it goes up and down or it's all around, but from one to the next. Loverboy is more of kind of a rock sort of dance, summertime. I don't mean that in light terms. It's still very sincere and heartfelt. It's just a little more upbeat.
You said you wanted to not necessarily lose the folk title, but you wanted to make some songs that made people want to get up and sing and dance a little bit.
Yeah.
And some folks are going to be dancing tonight at the Vogue?
Hope so. Yeah. Otherwise, I'll be the only one.
And there still are a few tickets left the Vogue tonight. One thing that's really close to your heart is this Mosaic project in San Francisco. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah. Well, I started working with the Mosaic Project in college, and I'm one of the founders of the program. And San Francisco Bay Area, like most American cities, is a very diverse place. A lot of people think that San Francisco, though, is really progressive, and it is in a lot of ways, but the whole Bay Area is very separated. People are very separated by many different reasons, but there's often kids of different backgrounds don't get a chance to meet other kids. So our program, the Mosaic Project, we take kids from their schools, different schools from all over the Bay Area, and we take them to, it's kind of like a camp, but it's really a school. It's a human relations, diversity education school. And they spend a week with their fifth grade class and then two other fifth grade classes from schools that are very different than theirs. And we build community across our differences.
A wonderful project you're involved in. Let's hear some more from Brett Denon in Studio 92.